Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
It was an unmitigated, appalling disaster. And I was just terrible. I wish I had a video of it so I could go back. And after getting past the cringes and the, oh my goodness, kind of feeling that we have, I could look at it and learn from it. Because really, most of the people got up and left. I think at the end of the day, it was like a 8 hour, 9 hour class. No, it was about, I think it was 7 or 8 hours when it was left. I think there were 2 people left. Kind people that just didn't have the heart to get up and walk out.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined for the second time by Terry Brock. Now, he's got to be one of the single most entertaining people I've had on the podcast, so this is a delight to have him back. He's quick, he's clever, he's well-prepared, and he's funny, which is always a plus. In fact, that's almost a must. He's also a podcaster, the host of Agorapreneurs, and he's a speaker, often for other speakers. If you want more Terry after this episode as well, you can go back and download episode 49 of Broken Bulbs. He also had nearly everyone walk out of his class. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Terry Brock, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Well, it's going to be painful. These are ouches, but they also can be good when we realize how we worked through them and made it a lot better.
Okay, so this one was a disaster. Your words, not mine. You had a class you were doing and people started just getting up and walking out of your presentation. Fill me in. What were you trying to do and why were people leaving?
Oh, man, it's hurting even right now. Anyone that's spoken before realize that that's one of the greatest fears we have. And so I had an opportunity to speak to a group of people and teach them on this new spreadsheet at the time that I had learned. I'd been working with quite a bit, doing a lot of consulting, and it was called Lotus 123. Some of you might have heard of that. And it was one back then, it was the cutting edge, and I learned it. There were no classes out there. You just teach yourself. So I learned that. Actually, I found the hidden secret number in area code 617 up in Boston. And I found what was there, where, how to get through. It wasn't really published, but it was in one place. And I kept calling, and because they were a new product at the time, they were so kind. They'd help me. I'd say, well, how do you do this? They go, oh, hold on a minute. Bob, do you know how to do it? Oh, yeah, here's what we do. Da, da, da. And I learned it. So I started teaching, and I thought, I'll teach this. And the first time that I had a class, people came in. I think we had about 20 people or so in that class, and they were there to learn Lotus 123. Well, I had not studied instructional design. I had not studied how to communicate as well going through the MBA program. I knew about cash flow statements, and that's what it was about. And we showed them how to use that. I was going to on that. But when I got into it, I had not just a disaster, Alex, you're kind calling it just a disaster. It was an unmitigated, appalling disaster. And I was just terrible. I wish I had a video of it so I could go back. And after getting past the cringes and the, oh my goodness, kind of feeling that we have, I could look at it and learn from it. Because really, most of the people got up and left. I think at the end of the day, it was like a 8 hour, 9 hour class. No, it was about, I think it was 7 or 8 hours when it was left. I think there were 2 people left. Kind people that just didn't have the heart to get up and walk out because everyone else had. Everyone's like, oh yeah, I got to go. I got another commitment I got to get to. Yeah, right. It was just bad. And by the way, they were right. They were right to get up and leave because I was not good. And that pain forced me to go back home that evening and to revamp what I had done, to look at it and try to examine it from a different light. What can I do better? Well, the next day, I was scheduled to do the same class, different group of people. So they're coming in. So I thought, okay, Terry, this is a fresh start. And I revised. I changed some of my tactics, some of the things that I did in speaking and how to do it. And you know what? We made it through the full day without one person walking out. Now, I felt that was good. I felt like, okay, I'm making progress, but I had to keep learning. And so that began a journey for me. to continually learn and refine? How do I communicate technical, difficult to understand concepts to people that didn't know it? This was back in the days when it was a big deal to turn on the computer. People would say, I don't even know how to turn it on. That was a joke that they tried to use. After a while, that just was not funny. But they thought it was funny. You know, we'd have to go through those old things. But at the time, oh, that was a pretty big deal thing. I remember I was teaching a lot of business leaders. I eventually ended up working for Coca-Cola, teaching a lot of classes at Coca-Cola in Atlanta, and doing a lot of classes with Coca-Cola in their Central Pacific, Hong Kong and Thailand, Indonesia, and around in there. And I had a great time doing working for First Atlanta, at the time was called that. It's now Wachovia Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Got a chance to teach some of their executives this newfangled thing called a spreadsheet. And I remember it was fun teaching CPAs because Alex, at the time, it was a big deal. We'd put a number here and I say, watch this. I'm going to change this number right here and look at it ripple all the way through the spreadsheet. Wow, you'd hear the gasps and they go, whoa, that's really something. And I often like to say many of those CPAs came dangerously close to actually having an emotion. It was a scary thing. You know, go look at them. They go, wow, you know, like, oh, am I going to lose my CPA license? I go, it's okay. You can have an emotion and still be a CPA. They didn't believe me, but eventually they did. But for me, the lesson was when you make a mistake, not if, but when you make a mistake and you have one of those unmitigated disasters, I hope you don't, but if you did or already have, don't let that stop you. Figure out what you need to do. Be brutally honest with yourself. Figure out what needs to be done. And also since then have joined the National Speakers Association. Work there. I've spoken for the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers and many others. So I have learned and I'm still learning. Alex, I feel like today I'm in second week of kindergarten heading for a PhD. Find the systems that work for you and develop that tenacity and willingness to learn. And as we've said before, smart persistence. Don't just keep persisting doing the same thing that's wrong. Be willing to adapt, change, be willing to part with your time, money, and your energy. Do it that way. I like the way that Ben Franklin said it, one of the founders of the United States. He said, I'm paraphrasing here, take the coins of your purse and put those into your mind. And your mind will overflow your purse with coins. And I realize if you invest in your education, learning practical, market-valuable skills, you'll do really well. Make that your goal in life and make that a regular practice is what I say.
Yeah, I think that's a great piece of advice is making the education part of your practice as well as that steady improvement. Now, you talk about making these little adjustments every time you come back and thinking of how you can improve. And especially when you have those disasters, as we called them, how do you come home from that and look at yourself honestly and maybe avoid, you know, the trajectory of saying, oh, I suck. How do you avoid just saying I suck and move towards here's how I can be better?
Well, I'm no psychologist, but we did not study a whole lot of psychology in business school when I went there. They did that over in the psych department, but I've read a few things and I can't say for sure, but I know for me what has worked has been, first of all, acknowledge it. Don't just try to say, oh, don't do that. Don't even acknowledge it. No, deal with it. Realize, okay, yeah, I blew it. Yeah, I really messed up here. Or I'm thinking a few more colorful military expressions might come to mind. So you could say those, yeah, I didn't do it right. I did what, but what did I do wrong? And now what can I do to correct that? How do I do it? That's the positive part of it. This is not just jumping on a chair, pumping your fists in the air, a bunch of rah-rah thing. No, this is, hey, what can I do differently? And usually you're going to need to check with others. And what I've done through the years is I have others who are speakers, others who are better than me in many different areas to help me to get better. How can I improve? How can I make it better? Too often we like to have people tell us after a speech that we did real well. And that's nice. We're human beings. We want to hear that we did a good thing. But it's even better when someone said, well, I like the way you did this, but a way that you can change that would be this. And I think by continually having an open mind and being willing to adjust, be willing to change, you're going to do a lot better.
Yeah, I like that. I know for me personally, I have a group of podcasters I meet with regularly to talk about how we can grow and improve. in our podcasting, and we give each other that permission to criticize and help each other improve. At the end of every episode, I'd like to leave some time for you to brag a little bit, for you to talk about what it is that you're doing now and where we can find you.
Well, right now I'm enjoying and I'm constantly relearning and growing. And right now pouring a lot of time into my podcast and into my YouTube channel. And that is Agorapreneurs with Terry Brock. And Agorapreneurs is a word I made up. It's from entrepreneurs. That's where the preneurs part comes. And Agora, A-G-O-R-A, Agora is the idea of open spaces. It's a Greek word for open spaces, learning and living life voluntarily, without initiation of force or coercion, using liberty and freedom, acting voluntarily, that adults working with adults be able to do whatever they want to do, as long as they're not harming someone else. As long as you're not harming someone else, I think you should be allowed to do whatever you want. Even if I look at it and go, ooh, that's kind of weird. Well, if you're not harming anyone and you're doing something I consider weird, so what? You do it and don't harm somebody and we'll be in good shape. So I really focus a lot on agorapreneurs and what that lifestyle means, what it means to create abundance for others and then for yourself. As you create abundance and provide needs and services for others, they will then come back and want to work with you in business.
And you've got some great advice on the podcast. I've listened to a few episodes now and have been enjoying it. And I just want to say once again, thanks for joining me.
Alex, it's great to be with you.
And thank you for listening. Practice, practice, practice. Go back to the drawing table and find out what's wrong. Have people around you who are ready with honest feedback too. Special thank you to Terry for joining me and being willing to talk about their broken bulbs. Links to his work, including his podcast, are in the show notes. You can also listen to Terry on episode 49 of Broken Bulbs. And you can leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside. We really appreciate it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gefsison, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.